as we grow in our practice, we always realize that we cannot see ourself. Just like an eyeball can never see itself, but it can only see its reflection in a mirror, you can never see yourself. You can only see your reflection in others. So, at this point, if you have a partner to practice with, a simple practice partner, not an intimate partner, but just another man, you can be two women practicing this, two men, a man and a woman, two friends, lovers, it does not matter who. Sit down with a partner and close your eyes. So you are now sitting down, facing your partner, but with your eyes closed. As you're sitting down facing your partner with your eyes closed, remember the previous practice. Inhaling, filling the belly and genitals, exhaling up the spine, out the top of the head, feeling upward, and most importantly, allowing your heart to be a sense organ, feeling the living space all around you, feeling with the keenness and sensitivity of a professional basketball player, a master hunter or fisherman, or a devoted parent. And now when you are ready, open your eyes and gaze into the eyes of the practice partner sitting in front of you. So you're gazing now into the eyes of your partner. Notice if you lost the breath when you opened your eyes. Did you constrict your breath? Did you forget to receive the breath down into your belly and genitals because you became distracted by your partner? Have you forgotten to release upward? And have you forgotten to feel the space all around you, even behind you, above you, and below you, as you gaze into the eyes of your partner? You are welcome to blink at any time. It's not a staring contest. You're simply gazing into the eyes of your partner so that we can expand this practice to include another human. So you are now relaxing, gazing into the eyes of your partner. It helps to make the exercise more simple if we focus on one eye of our partner instead of moving our focus back and forth from eye to eye. So at this point, if you would point to your own left eye, so take your own hand and point to your own left eye, and that's the eye you're looking into in your partner, the one they're pointing to. So look into the left eye of your partner, and your partner is looking into your left eye. In general, the left side of our body has more feminine qualities than the right side, and so looking into your partner's left eye allows the two feminine parts of you to come together, whereas if you looked into each other's right eye, there's a slightly more masculine flavor to that, which is appropriate to certain exercises. But for this exercise, we're just simply going to look into our partner's left eye. On your own, you can practice however you would like and experiment. So you're looking into your partner's left eye, breathing fully, which means inhaling, filling the belly and genitals, exhaling up the spine, up above the head. And now, from your heart, feel threads of connection to your partner's heart. So you're looking into your partner's eyes, but you're feeling your partner heart to heart. You're feeling your partner heart to heart. And again, the word feeling is used to mean the same thing that a fisherman would say when he's saying, "Oh, I feel there are fish here." And somebody less experienced might say, "What are you talking about? We're in the middle of the ocean or in the middle of a lake. How can you tell?" And the fisherman may say, "I don't know, but I know I can feel the fish here." And a good fisherman is usually right. Well, in the same way, fish into your partner's heart. Feel into your partner's heart to find the deepest part of their heart, perhaps a place in their heart that they themselves might not have felt. So you're feeling deeply into your partner's heart, gazing into your partner's eyes. Your mouth is closed. Your tongue is on your upper palate. inhale, filling the belly and genitals, exhaling up the spine, out the top of the head, breathing fully, feeling your partner's heart, relaxing. And begin to feel now how present your partner feels with you. So now we are expanding our feeling. Now we're not simply feeling outside of ourself, but we're specifically feeling into somebody else. So at this moment, you are practicing feeling. How present is my partner with me now? That is, how much is my partner feeling me? So you're feeling, how much is my partner feeling me? And that quality comes and goes. Your partner's presence comes and goes. So in some moments, you may feel your partner totally with you, feeling you, right with you, more intimate in feeling than you've ever been with anybody in your life, perhaps. And a few moments later, your partner may be distracted by a car sound outside, or by the sound of a child asking for help outside the door, and their presence disappears. They're not feeling you at all. And what we're going to do to make this practice easy to communicate is use a simple number scale, 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel your partner is completely present with you. 0 means you feel your partner is not present at all. You might as well be sitting there with a mannequin or sitting facing a wall. There's nothing happening there, no feeling at all. That's 0. 10 is your partner is completely feeling you. You feel your partner is more present than anyone has ever felt you. That's 10. 5 means, well, they're present with you in a kind of normal way, an average presence. They are feeling you, but not completely. 7 or 8 would be feeling you quite intimately, quite closely and fully. 2 or 3 would be less than average, less present than most people are with you. And it doesn't matter exactly what the numbers correspond to, as long as you know that 0 means your partner's not present with you at all. 10 means you feel your partner feeling you completely. No sense of separation. None. 5 means a kind of average presence. So for a few moments, you are silently going to narrate the numbers that say how present your partner is. So in your own heart, you are silently giving numbers to your partner's presence. So in your own heart, silently, you may be feeling 6, 6, 10, a sudden total connection, 10, and then a little less, 8, 8, and then your partner somehow pulls back a little more, maybe they're drowsy, 4, and maybe now they're just thinking of what they have to do tomorrow, they're going over their do list in their mind and they're not feeling you at all, 1, and then suddenly they realize that they're in their head and they come back to feeling you, 7, 7, 8, 3, 3, 6. So you are now silently narrating the numbers that correspond to how present your partner feels to you. And I will give you a moment of silence here to practice assigning numbers in your heart silently to your partner's presence. And do that for about 1 minute starting now, simply feeling how present your partner is and training your heart to discriminate how present they are being by assigning numbers 0 to 10. Moment by moment, every few seconds, you're giving another number silently. And now, it doesn't matter who begins. Perhaps you are the active partner first. If you are the active partner first, then now you will start saying your numbers out loud that correspond to your partner's presence. So we will say partner A, the first partner, begins speaking the numbers out loud. So begin now, just gently, with no conversation, with no small talk, without breaking the depth of the exercise, practicing being as intimate as possible, heart to heart, with your practice partner, while also breathing fully, inhaling, filling the belly and genitals, exhaling, feeling upward, allowing your heart to feel the space all around you alive, full of life and sensitivity. You are now also out loud narrating to your partner the numbers that correspond to how present you feel your partner is. So you may sound something like 6, 6, 2, 8, 8, 10, 10, 8, 10, 4, 4. So the first partner, partner A, begin narrating the numbers out loud now to your partner. That is your label for how present you feel your partner with you now. And begin labeling those numbers, labeling your partner's presence, 0 to 10, starting now. And partner B, you are just listening and feeling how sensitive your partner is to you. And relax saying the numbers out loud for a moment and switch functions. So now partner B, the other partner, is beginning to narrate the numbers out loud that correspond to partner B's partner's presence. So partner B is looking into partner A's eyes, feeling partner A. How close is my partner to me? How deeply does my partner feel to me? 0 is my partner is not feeling me at all. 10 is my partner's feeling me entirely. So partner B, out loud, begin narrating your partner's numbers of presence now. And now come to silence. So now both partners are in silence, but both partners are continuing in their heart to discriminate how present your partner feels. So your heart continues to assign numbers silently to how present your partner feels, how much they are feeling you. 10 means they're feeling you completely. There's no separation. 0 is there's a lot of separation. There's a wall between you and they're not feeling you at all. And now for the next part of this exercise, we will continue to breathe fully, inhaling down the front of our bodies, filling our belly and genitals, exhaling up the spine, feeling up above and releasing all hold on life. Feeling space all around us, feeling as space, and feeling our partner's presence and assigning numbers to our partner's presence. To that practice, we now add this. When our partner's presence falls below 7, that is, if we are giving our partner a 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, we simply raise our hand, and our raised hand means, come back to me. I need to feel you. So if we're feeling our partner below 7, you continue gazing into your partner's eyes and just raise your hand. And as you raise your hand simply is a silent call back to presence. Please come back to me. I need to feel you. So both partners now are raising their hand whenever you feel your partner is below 7 to call your partner back. Please feel my heart. That's what your hand means. Come back to me. I need to feel you. If our partner is at 7 or above, if our partner is feeling us that fully, 7, 8, 9, or 10, then we simply rest our hands in our lap or on our knees. And whenever we feel that wavering, even in a moment, and this is how we truly train each other, whenever we feel our partner wavering, even in a moment, we raise our hands. If they drop below 7, we simply raise our hand and call our partner back with the raise of the hand. The raise of the hand means, I need to feel you more. Please feel my heart. You've drifted. I want to feel you more. And then you put down your hand when the connection is at 7 or above. So now we are going to continue practicing the full breath, inhaling into the belly and genitals, exhaling and releasing up the spine, out the top of the head, feeling the space all around us like a hunter or fisherman or parent, feeling our partner's heart, discriminating how full our partner's heart is feeling us, how present our partner's heart is with us, and indicating to our partner, we need to feel your heart more by raising your hand when your partner's presence drops below 7. So for the next minute, you're feeling your partner's heart, allowing yourself to melt into unity, heart to heart. So even though there are two bodies, you are allowing yourself to melt open into your partner. So you feel one love, loving through two bodies. One love seeing itself in the eyes of another. Love, loving, love. And raising your hand to call your partner back if you ever feel your partner disconnect below 7. Because you always attract to you people who are as committed as you are to opening, to serving, it is very important to learn how to give this feedback. And in this kind of formal exercise, do not be shy or hesitant to raise your hand when you feel your partner becoming less present than 7, less present than you can truly trust. So in the way of the superior man, not only do we practice solo exercises to cultivate our sense of purpose, our depth, our capacity to relax and access consciousness, but we also cultivate our capacity to share our depth with others. And instead of relying on our own sense of how much we are sharing our depth, because our eye cannot see itself, because we cannot see ourselves, we use our partner's feedback to help train ourselves to be more present, more full, more alive, more able to feel and open in unity with others. This kind of practice can be done every day for 5 or 10 minutes, and over a few weeks of time, you will quickly learn to connect heart to heart with anyone you choose to. And amongst those you practice with, you will learn how to easily call your partner's heart back to presence so that you and your friends can practice fully as superior men and superior women, awaken to loving and giving the gift of love to each other. And when you are ready to bring this exercise to a close, relax the effort of breath, relax the numbers, relax your arms so you're no longer raising your hands, and in our final moment of gazing into our partner's eyes and heart, in our final moment of allowing ourselves to merge heart to heart with our partner so there is no separation, so there's one love, loving love, the divine seeing the divine in another body, recognizing itself in the eyes and heart of another. Feeling that oneness, You can offer a simple bow to your partner or any other simple gesture that to you is your body's way of saying, thank you. I am grateful for you practicing with me. So a simple bow of gratitude to your partner now to end the exercise. And then coming back to a neutral sitting position, you can close your eyes, and with your eyes closed, feel all the moments you have withheld this depth of presence from your friends and lovers in your life. Every moment you have withheld this depth of presence from your friends and lovers, you have been holding back your gift. Holding back your gift is suffering. The way to not suffer is to always give this gift of presence in every appropriate moment with your children, with your family, with your lover and your close friends, so they would all give you a 10, because anything less than 10 hurts. And we are committed to offering our love and presence in the way of the superior man. So rewind the tape with your eyes closed. Rewind the tape of instances where you withheld your love, you withheld your heart from people you did love, but you held back because they had hurt you, because you were tired, because you just didn't know that it was possible to offer your presence so fully. And rewinding the tape, imagine yourself with the specific lovers in your life, or your present intimate partner, or your best friend. Rewind the tape, and how would those moments be different if you had felt into their heart this deeply? So by practicing, even in your imagination, even in your memory, practicing offering this gift of love presence deeply in unity, you will be able to do it better in the future in real life. So before you stand up and end the exercise, with your eyes closed, for a few moments, imagine yourself with your lover or past lover being this present, this connected by heart. Imagine yourself with your children or your parents or your best friend who you have withheld this presence from and therefore have probably hurt. Imagine living this present with them, giving them this gift. So if you died, you would die knowing you had given everything, moment by moment, and everything is the depth of your consciousness. You can live giving the depth of your consciousness moment by moment, and this exercise is a beginning way to practice the way of the superior man.